Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work. It's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. We thank you for joining the Anointing Women's Ministry with the Anointing Full Gospel Center this Friday, August the 11th. We just want to say thank you again for taking your time with us. And we just want to say happy birthday to our pastor, Chief Apostle Margaret L. Moore, who is also celebrating her 25 years of ministry. So we thank you, Chief Apostle, for all the love, the service unto God and to his people. So without further ado, again, we thank you for taking your time out on Friday to just join us with various topics and discussions that, honestly, we all face, we all deal with, or know someone who has. And whether this is anything that could be a direct help to you, but I'm sure it could be something as an encouragement to you or even to somebody else. So with today's topic was something about that we all experience. I believe it's something not to tell you something new, but it's something to hopefully help give recognition and understanding it, because the topic is change. You know, the topic is change. How do we recognize it, and why is it so important? I mean, we're all very familiar with the seasons. We're all very familiar that change happens. We all know these things. This is not something that is unfamiliar to us. This is not something that we are not familiar with. But I don't know about some of you. There are instances in my life, for example, where change took place. And I don't mean something as, you know, okay, now it goes from, you know, spring to summer, something that is clear and it's evident, we can recognize it, we know when the weather is beginning to change, that gives us an indication that the season is getting ready to shift into another one. I mean, those things in life of how we feel that we may not even recognize that it's life's way of giving us that warning sign or giving us to know change is happening. Just like, for example, whenever it gets cold outside, if it's, you know, and then temperatures begin to warm, that's that indication. Okay, now it's time to change your wardrobe. It may be time to do things outside differently. Your workflow may be different now. Whatever it is, that gives us an indication of change, and we're able to adjust according to that. Now, I don't know about any of you, but I know for me, when it comes to life, to ourselves, we tend to sometimes just either go with the flow of it, or we pump the brakes at all costs, not wanting to either deal with what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, not understanding what it means, or to recognize what it means. But this topic today I want to share with you. And that is that the old, when sometimes if we're used to handling something a certain way, for example, if you're a person who is very, you know, or you're used to doing things a certain way, or you're used to reasoning things a certain way, you're used to handling things a certain way, but then you begin to see that, okay, that way is no longer effective. That way is no longer working. And that's the only way that you know. If you were always outspoken, or you were always in a place of just being introverted. Whatever who you are, whatever how you operate in your life. But when now life begins to shift us out of that, out of the old, into something that's familiar, sometimes we tend to want to run back into what's familiar and try to put those pieces into a new puzzle. But then we feel uncertain, we feel lost, we just don't understand. We're trying to put them together. But I want to come and encourage you that could be an indication that change is taking place. Either it be giving to know that now the way you used to think, you can no longer think of them the same way because change is getting ready to take place. Maybe if you, let's say, for example, if I was a person who was always speaking out of my mouth, just, you know, whatever, it was no filter. Whatever came up, it came out. With no regard of how it affects people, no regard of how what I say could be a lasting impression that could affect that person's life and how they live, how they walk, how they even view themselves. But I have no regard of that. But then now you realize that now that's becoming no longer comfortable. You're beginning to see that that's no longer effective. Now you're beginning to see that people are no longer going to be around you. People are no longer going to accept that. So now things are uncomfortable because you're so used to how it used to be. But now life, people may be shifting out of your life, whether it be whatever the reason is, whatever it is that life is allowing the change to happen. Because as people, we may try to hold on to people. We may try to hold on to what's familiar to us because it's comfortable. It's what we've always known. But if anyone can say that a child remains in the mother's womb until adulthood, then by all means, I've never heard of that before. Because change has to take place. Change has to take place from that child being in that mother's womb to be able to come into an infant, to adolescence, to adulthood. And some of us, if we can remember back, there was always those growing pains at times, teeth falling out, teeth coming in, because change had to take place. It was uncomfortable. And as men, voice may get deeper. Women, breasts may form, hips may form. Cycle comes. Change had to take place. The way you used to do, you can't do it anymore. And so that does not stop. But being able to recognize or even to identify it when it happens, because it is unavoidable. We all know that, but do we really know how to recognize it? I didn't. I used to get upset or frustrated or hurt because I didn't understand. I used to say certain things, do certain things. And now I'm beginning to realize that this is not working anymore. Relationships may change. And you wonder why. Maybe because that within ourselves, just like the seasons in the universe, have to change. And there's a point in everyone's life where we have to shift from the old to the new. And that transition is what I am speaking about today. Not because of any other reason besides that's what I have been. And wanting to share with someone else. Wanting to share about the old way. Sometimes it may be effective before, but now you realize it's no longer effective, and that means I have to do things differently. But if we don't understand or even recognize it, we'll fight against it. We'll fight against those people remaining in our lives that will actually stunt our growth, keep us from being able to think outside of the box, allow ourselves to be able to come up with the answer on our own rather than running to those people. So sometimes shiftings will take place. So that way, that value, that better, the greater, will begin to come out. just like, for example. So now in this process, I call it, in my life, for me, a place of broken pieces, revealing the old ways are no longer working. They're no longer bringing any value to me. That's a difficult part because now it's before me. It's something that I have to face. And so the truth of it is I felt broken. It reminded me of a walnut shell needing to be cracked. Has anyone have seen walnuts, not the ones that's already, you know, pieces and all in the bags, but I mean the walnuts in its rawness. It's in a hard shell that has to be cracked. And I remember when I was younger, sometimes I would go stay with my grandmother, and she would have this nutcracker thing, and she would put these big, giant things of walnuts in the middle of it, and she would just crack it. And it was the most loudest, painful sound to me as a child. But in the middle of it, that's what I was able to enjoy, was the walnut itself. And so recently, that's what it felt like to me. Being broken, those broken pieces have to take place in order for the value of the inside of that shell to be revealed, to be enjoyed. It feels uncertain because we know where we've been. We know what used to work. We know what used to be. But this new place, this place of transition, if we're not careful, can lead to feeling in a place of frustration, in a place of feeling alone, not knowing where to go from here, not knowing how to put these new pieces or places together. I've been there, and it's a very uncomfortable place. But it's a place that we will always have to know that, look, life happens. Change has to happen. It is unavoidable. But being able to recognize this will help us to be able to flow with it because we can't stop it. Because it won't. It won't stop. But the question is, how do we go from here? How do I go from here and that place? For me, it was facing the why. Why were those broken pieces so difficult for me to let go, to move on from, to accept and to embrace? That unless I want better results than what I've been getting, I must learn and find how to do or think things differently in order for me to move forward and not drown in what was. Again, if anyone is like me, they're very quick to always want to answer, always want to raise my hand, always want to be the first one to blurt out or try to rush to a solution. But then I realized that that was not getting me the same results. For example, when we were in school, you know, I used to always initially be the person, you know, like, okay, I'll wait to the very end. I will be the last person to have to present my entire project before the class. But then I realized that means I had to wait to possibly 15 plus students, and that anxiety would build. So at that point, I said, okay, if I can avoid the anxiety part of it, I'll just go first. Just to deal with it, just to get it over with. And then over the years, I realized that that's what it was. I wanted to avoid the truth. I wanted to avoid something. And all of that comes with being able to accept and embrace this change is happening. The way that I used to try to handle things, I can't handle it anymore. Responsibilities have changed. I have changed. My experiences have changed me. So the same way that I used to think when I was a child, I can no longer think that way. Or the way I used to think, for example, for those who were single, before you had children, before you had marriage, before you had all those big responsibilities, you can no longer think the same way when you were single, when you're a bachelor, bachelorette. Things have changed. But if we don't embrace that, we don't accept it, then we will go into that new space with the old pieces of the old, trying to put them together, frustrating why things are not working. Why is this person not hearing me? Why are they not? I don't understand it. Could it possibly be that you need to change. You need to accept that things are no longer the same. It's not easy for any of us, but it's necessary if we're going to move forward, if we're going to be in partnership with the world's way of moving forward. And so in that, the opposite of what I've had to learn and accept, because in that time, I had to take a step back. And that's when I realized where all that came from and wanting to be first, wanting to be, and it's more. It gives us the opportunity to come into the understanding of it. And mine may be different from yours. But the key of it is to understand that, look, that was then. I have to accept that I'm no longer where I used to be. This responsibility or this experience, this place where I'm at now, is different than where I used to be. And so now that I'm no longer there, I have got to do things differently. So in my case of always wanting to be quick and rush and all of that, I have to slow down. I have to wait. And that means sometimes not getting an answer right then and there. Sometimes it means waiting and being still, not being in a rush because you're trying to get it over with, but going through the process until you get to the solution, thinking it through. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was a child, my mom used to always, you know, I think it was said in school, but I know my mom would say, you know, think before you speak. And I heard it. I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't listen to it. Clearly, if I was always blurting stuff out or always trying to say something or get to the end, but I understand it because in the process of that old way caused me to make decisions or to affect people in a way that did not bring about the best result. So because now that I recognize that, do I want to continue in that same old way? Now that I realize my life is no longer there, but I realize that it's no longer effective. Because sometimes we can believe that, oh, I'm wrong. I did this wrong. I did that wrong. Could it potentially mean that you're changing? You have got to change. I have got to change from the way we once were to the way that we are now. And so whatever it may be, whatever your place of change is, I encourage you, be as brutally honest as you possibly can. Even if it's just 5 minutes, taking a step away and being as brutally honest, that's what I've learned, and I've shared that over and over again because that's what's been shared with me. Being as brutally honest as you can, getting away from what was and focusing on what is, allowing yourself to feel how it's affecting you, giving yourself time to actually feel broken. Because whatever that may look like, you may cry, you may talk, you may even write it out on paper. The bottom line is allow yourself room to release. May even see why you did the thing, why you did it in the first place, and why it's necessary to move in a different direction. That may come out in that time of resting, and it will help us, because it has helped me to be able to accept where it was, and then also to be able to move forward. And again, be patient with yourself and understand this and know that you won't come up with a format to travel down this road. You may not be able to, because sometimes we will try. I know for me, we want to get the format, want to know the steps, want to know the details of the process, but just maybe you're not going to get it. But what you can get is to be able to know what direction you're going. I may not know the process of getting from here to New York, but if I know that's my direction, that's what I can know. Because if not, then that will add in more mental stress as to how is it going to work? How is it going to happen? How are they going to take it? How is this? We will fill our minds with yet something else. That's going to cause stress. It's going to cause worry. It's going to cause anxiety. Look, I've been there. But what has encouraged me is just being able to accept that, look, I may not know the steps. I may not know the process, but I know I'm going in the direction of better, meaning that I realize that that old way is no longer effective. So I'm going into the new way. Do I know how to get there? No. But at this very moment, that's where my direction is new, no longer the old, facing that it is old and that we're moving forward to learn a new way. Or are we going to remain in the broken pieces of the familiar? And the other thing I want to mention is why. Why is this even important to even talk about or even to put it into action? And my experience is this. Change happens, and because either we didn't recognize it, what was happening, I remained in the middle of my broken fragments, refusing to see the need to change. So if I'm going to become mature, wiser than before, then it can't be avoided. And so with that, I want to shift going into the book, When I Am a Survivor. Because every day we have got to survive. Every day we have got to push forward past the experiences of the old, past what we may be experiencing now, whether we may even be in that place of change. And what I want to go is actually page 169 that talks about it. It is an awesome section. It talks about evolution versus revolution. And there's two quotes, or three, I want to quote here. And the first one is, aspiring to evolve rather than revolve is to understand the capacity within you for life. That stuck out so much to me, but I want to read the second part. And it says, once this happens, you can expand toward a greater level of living than before. Because that's what those broken pieces do. That's what that change do. Because again, if that place that we're in isn't working, then I know, you know, want to encourage you that you can. You have what it takes to change. I'm not limited to the old. I'm not limited to how I used to think. I am not limited to the greater. I'm not limited to those who may want to leave out of my life. I'm not limited to that. But that I have what it takes to attract the greater, to attract the best. And then the other part, this part, I believe was definitely for me, it's one word, and it's gradual. It's a process. And through every day, every experience we will face as we move forward in the direction of greater, then you will be able to understand the process. Though we're not gonna get it in the beginning, but as you make the choice to move forward, then you can understand the steps. Then you can understand the process, but understand it is gradual. It doesn't happen quickly. It's a process. And the second part, the second quote reads, the gruesome work reflected behind the scenes with all those ugly and different colored threads is to reflect the outcome of a beautiful finished tapestry designed to be noticed. So it is with your life, my life, and things you have gone through over the years for the purpose of acquiring a unique design meant for the beautification of the finished product of the person you have now become. And again, we've all kind of been there. If you've ever seen either a quilt, a tapestry, if you flip it over or see the inside of it, it looks haywire. Or if you've been in, you know, at a play or behind the scenes in a play, it looks like everybody is running every which direction. That's behind the curtain. That's under that beautiful tapestry. But when you look on the other side of it, the right side of it, then you're able to see the beauty of it. The behind the scenes under the tapestry, that's those broken pieces. Those gruesome nights, those uncomfortable moments. That's what that is. But as you continue moving forward, you'll be able to understand why it has to take place. And then you'll be able to come out to see the work, the purpose, the beauty, that fine, beautiful tapestry. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to understand that's why. And then I wanted to also understand, or even to share, because this is sometimes hard, and that is it is needed. The feeling of brokenness, not understanding where to go from here, or being uncomfortable while we navigate this new way. It is the gruesome behind the scenes work, but it is vital if we choose to move forward. And the last thing I want to quote is the word of God. And it is in 1 Corinthians 13:11. And it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man or woman, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Childhood had to be put away in order for a man or a woman to become. To become what? An adult. A newborn baby is not an adult. Look, that can even be applied. Just because we're an adult now, that can even resemble the old ways. The old ways I used to talk, the old ways I used to think, the ways I used to reason, the way I used to approach people, the ways I used to do all that. If it is not working, it is old and it needs to change. And that always is not a good place, but it is vital if we want to survive, if we want to be able to move forward. For example, all of us have seen, you know, as children, the books of Knight in Shining Armor, wanting to have that someone to come, and as a princess, someone to be that knight in shining armor, to remove us from where we were into a darling castle. Or as a child, sometimes they cry long enough and they may get what they want. Or you can be a person either said the way you wanted to say, how you wanted to say it, not caring how it affected the other person. Those are examples of things that are no longer effective in our adult life. Even though we will want that knight in shining armor to whisk us off into the night air, to be welcomed by a beautiful castle, or to want to get our way, that's not effective as we become the adult. But if we want to stay there, we will always remain in the place of our brokenness, our broken pieces, the old. In that place from old ways into new ways. So the end part I want to leave with this. So change comes for the purpose to help us grow into the person greater than before, wiser, stronger, and able to survive. So I thank you all for taking your time. And hopefully this was encouraging to you as it was to me. And I pray that God will continue to be your strength, be your comfort, be your guide, and to bless you and strengthen you as we all take this breathing and just moving forward in our lives. So again, thank you for taking your time with us this day. So we thank you and be blessed.